Hey guys, Tammy here. I've been thinking about a couple things, and you know, I need to make a video, you know, get it off my chest, okay? Number one, this shit right here, stovetop stuffing, is fucking amazing, okay? And no, stovetop, you know, didn't come to me saying, hey Tammy, you know, we want to pay you a bunch of money to post about stovetop. And the second thing I want to talk about is, ooh, I'm just fucking kick somebody right now, thank you. Is when people say,
thinking
two bars.
Wait, how did you took two bars of a Xanax?
Yes,
damn,
I literally should not have and I did not do my research.
I literally should not have.
Is I woke up under a freeway overpass in a cardboard box, no memory of the last 24 hours.
I mean, that's not far from how it works.
It's like
totally. Like, I feel like I got roofied right now.
Yeah,
I had a quarter,
dude. Oh my god!
Good time to get some stuff off your chest, then, huh?
I know. Yeah, exactly. That's why when I was texting with you guys from the bed I'm staying in, I'm just like looking at my screen, like kind of not really making sense of what the words are, and haven't had my coffee, so
I'm making snide remarks. You're like, shut up, dog.
Oh man,
barely keep my shit together right now, but anyway, so I think everything is good. This is DigiReddit, a weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. I'm it's your dad out here in Detroit.
Whoa.
Hell yeah.
John Boobs hanging out here in Playa del Rey.
Oh.
Kidding. But I mean, for all you know, I could be.
Nice. I'm my free day out here in Silicon Beach. Woo!
You're in Ranch Dressing Studios right now, right?
I'm in the studio, yeah.
Yeah. So as everybody can hear, we're recording remotely. We're recording remotely because Dog has to go. Her dad's picking her up in his one seater Beretta here later this afternoon to take her to his wedding.
Yeah.
Where she will be the flower girl.
Yep. Right. Be the flower girl. I'm really pumped.
And I flew to Detroit late last night. Hence our brief chat about Xanax.
Yes.
Because I think that, you know, the running thing I think is that Xanax is really good for flying, for people with anxiety or people who just want to like take a snooze. And so In this capacity, I was the latter, though it was one of the more turbulent flights I've ever experienced.
Oh God.
But it was kind of a nice feeling being on a turbulent flight and
accepting having like death.
Exactly. I was like sometimes I'm just like, man, what have I done with my life? Am I really feeling fulfilled? And this time I was just like, yeah, I don't know. I'll be fine. Whatever. That was like the resounding thought as we were, I was like just slamming through these like storm clouds, and I was seeing lightning, and it was a blast.
It's amazing.
Just chomping on pizzeria combos.
That's amazing.
As the whole thing was going down.
Good for you.
I know. That's the real piece. I hope that I can get at death, but.
Damn.
Yeah.
Did you guys watch GOT over the weekend?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
I feel like that's dominating the front page memes on and on and on. Like
on forever. Well, will forever.
Forever. Because it's never gonna end. They're funny.
I mean, that might have been so let's talk
this
a little
could,
bit
this
about
could be
front
peak
page.
Internet, man.
Yeah.
Well, we're in a really cool moment with it because let's do our obligatory. We do a podcast about the internet, so we're going to discuss Game of Thrones and just like talk about our thoughts on the season finale and the season as a whole. I think we've already kind of discussed season as a whole, but let's talk about the season finale really quickly.
Yeah.
And why some of those memes are fucking dank.
Yeah. So season finale was.
Tell me about your evening, dog boobs.
My season finale evening?
Yeah. What were you doing? What were you drinking? What were you wearing? Oh, you had your outfit on.
I had my outfit on with, it was
dressed like a wolf,
leather and fur. And nice. Dressed as Jon Snow. We were cool. Sitting. I don't remember. I think I was, you know.
You dressed as Jon Snow. Did you get a Jerry curl and everything?
Yeah. Yes.
Soul glow. Yeah. Nice.
But I watched it with my roommate and we were just like jaw dropped, shocked and laughing at how bad it was. Like,
yeah,
honestly, like I went into the finale not expecting much based on the penultimate episode because of how bad that was, in my opinion. So I thoroughly enjoyed the finale because I didn't expect much from it. So we had fun laughing at it.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was I just don't understand the tone. Like, no. I'm so confused. I mean, because up until the scene with the throne. Spoilers ahead for anybody who is doing this. But so we got to see the throne absolutely demolished. We got to see what everybody knew was going to happen, which was Jon Snow killing Daenerys. Up until that point, I was like kind of okay being pulled along because I was like, something's going to happen. And then that happened really quick.
Yeah.
And then that was it. And I was just like, because I remember having a moment where I was watching with a bunch of people and I was just like, what the fuck are they going to do for the next 45 minutes? You know?
Seriously.
And what did they do? Absolutely nothing.
Nothing. Bran. We just got to hear about how Bran's dick doesn't work and how after like seasons and seasons of doing really not a whole lot, he just becomes king. And right. So that's cool.
And not only that, but I love that whole scene was just so buffoonish.
I know. Like,
so Grey Worm escorts Tyrion to the people who are ultimately in charge of his fate. And he goes, hey, listen, we got to kill this guy. I just want to make sure you guys understand we're going to kill this guy.
Yeah.
Right. And Tyrion literally goes, but I want to, and Grey Worm goes, not talking.
Yeah.
Right. And then Tyrion walks out, gives a lengthy monologue, and goes from being just a prisoner to being the literal dick, what would you call it? He decides the fate of the entire world.
Oh God.
Just because. Like I can't wrap my head around that. And then the guy who like jumped up, who nobody knows who that is, and everybody's like, who the fuck is this guy?
Dude, I had him in my fantasy league.
Yeah, that guy?
Yeah, that guy, Edmure Tully. And I was like, oh, thank God, because I thought they just forgot about him, but he finally showed up.
I mean, I don't.
He looks like one of those guys from Fresno who drives a motocross bike.
Jesus Christ. That whole scene was absolutely outrageous because it was just like, why, Tyrion, what is the logic behind what is going on in this show right now? Right. And then everybody just kind of accepts it, right? And then Sansa is just like, yeah, we're cool. We're going to be independent.
Yeah.
And then, like, the people that are kind of their enemies are just cool with it. Like, it was just a series of, like, what in the world?
Yeah.
And then the thing that really bummed me out, I've heard people bring this up, but they fucking, that scene when Tyrion is sitting down and he like their Bran's new Congress comes in or his new cabinet. And they have that moment where they're kind of just like bickering about stuff. Like that was like a 10-minute scene.
Yeah.
And the show is over. So that has absolutely no consequence.
No, I have no idea.
And I'm just like,
am I wrong? Or did like during that meeting, Bran was like, well, I'm going to go find out where Drogon the Dragon went. You guys handle the rest and then wheeled out?
Yeah.
Like, what?
I just don't understand. Like,
who is king?
I mean,
we have a problem.
And now we're at this weird point where it also, like, it clearly set up a ton of sequels, right?
Yeah.
Like Arya going off like deep in the west. I'm like, all right, cool. That's clearly a Five Goes West sequel. And then we have, you know, like Sansa Stark in charge of the north.
Yeah.
Like less interest in that, but that could potentially be a sequel. The Jon Snow thing, I think, is a very potentially interesting sequel because, you know, he's out there with the wildlings, and the last shot was him wandering off into the distance. And then you have that like little spruce of, they have that little bit of grass that's a potential foreshadowing.
I know.
But then there's all this other shit that was like all the prophecies that talked about.
There was a lot. I'm sending you guys a link right now of storylines that just had no bearing on the
end. In the end, Jon being a Targaryen didn't mean anything.
Arya's face swapping abilities meant nothing.
Nothing.
Jon's relationship with his aunt meant nothing.
No, the prophecy of like Arya killing people with blue eyes, green eyes, brown eyes. She never did the green eyes, even though that was teased for her. Also, Bran could have warged into anybody. I don't get why he didn't.
It really seems like, yeah, I mean, we've talked about this before, but the tone of the show was anything can fucking happen in any minute. Be on your toes. And that's the shit that got people really fired up about this show.
Yeah.
It was like things like the Red Wedding, right?
Right.
And so this last season, I mean, you really didn't have anything happen that was that much of a twist or interesting. I mean,
yeah,
maybe Arya and the stabbing, but I don't know.
That would be cool. I like that.
I mean,
it was cool, but it wasn't a twist.
Yeah, the Battle of Winterfell was tight, but everything after that. I mean, I turned on the show when the second dragon got shot down in that episode, because that was the one where I was just like, God damn, this is poor writing.
And I don't,
you know,
I don't get it. I just don't get it. It seemed like from the getting shot down, like the first and second dragons got killed pretty easily. And then, damn, that last one was just savage. He just tore everything up. I'm like, that's cool. That's great. But like, is he that right. better than his bros? I guess
yeah.
so.
Yeah.
Man.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
not a strong ending. I don't know. Like, even not being cynical at all. Like, it just doesn't feel like the rest of the show.
Yeah.
No,
true.
Not at all. Yeah. It was also the tone was weird. Like, there was that, like, strange democracy line that like everybody laughed at. Yeah,
there's a great meme going around with Dennis from Always Sunny.
Right. Oh, yeah.
He's just shitting on that idea. That was bizarre.
Yeah.
It was like this moment of like, we can let the people decide, and everyone's like, ha, you idiot.
Yeah, why would we do such a thing?
But why bring it up if you're going to, like, laugh at it? I just don't know.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, it's a real tragedy, that show. And I think, you know, I mean, the other thing I've heard murmurs that, every other season, except the last couple, were 10 episode seasons.
Yeah. Right?
Like, this was a 6-episode season, and it was rushed as fuck. So I think everybody is like, holy shit, man. Like, why didn't you guys just do what you do? Yeah. God damn, what the fuck? And then also I had heard that HBO wanted to do a 10 season, but yes. the double Ds did not.
Yeah, because they do Star Wars.
It's just offensive. All of it's offensive.
I mean, at that point, pass it off to a different showrunner. Pass it off to, you know, someone else. If you don't want to do Star Wars, like, wow.
There's a series of scripts going around on Reddit that somebody wrote with alternate endings.
Oh, fun.
They're getting a lot of hype. Which, I mean, anybody could have wrote more interesting stuff, I think.
That's awesome.
Especially the fans. Yeah. It would have been a cool marketing ploy, like get fans to sort of chip in on ideas.
Yeah.
And then rip them all off, you know?
Why not?
Yeah.
Because you run out of ideas.
But anyway, so that's, so getting back to the front page. So we'll try not to hit any more. I mean, there are still a ton. I mean, most of the front page was again, Game of Thrones stuff. Some of it's recap, a lot of it's complaining. I mean, hitting a couple of the memes and the pages in particular. So I do love this one. It's a second down right now. And of course it was from Free Folk. I'm so fucking glad we did Free Folk last week. Because Free Folk is they are the true plot line of Game of Thrones at this point. Is Free Folk the fucking subreddit. So
yeah, it was good.
So it's the climb is all there, or the climb is all there is. So for anybody, I don't know if we talked about this, but there's been a petition to remake the final season of Game of Thrones, nice. which is absurd because it was one of the most expensive things ever. And it's going to be like, cool, you want to redo it? Yeah. Well, then we'll do a $500,000 an episode. There you go. Well, that'll redo it. Right.
Yeah. But if they spent 25 million an episode and it made 50 million an episode, why not?
Right.
I mean, it's gonna make more money. This is like,
I mean, I guess,
yeah, this is like a first shitty, I mean, they've, you know, Batman's been remade, why can't we remake this? I don't get it.
Someone, yeah, we might at job. Some point
I want to see the Chris Nolan point. Version of this.
Oh man, that'd be tight. Chris Nolan Game of Thrones would be rad. But anyway, so the petition, so the meme is a signing petition because, what's this guy's name? The sniveling fucking bastard, the Lannister homie.
Oh, wait, which one?
Varys? No.
No, it's the one, it's three down on top of this week.
Are you on all, or are you on popular,
all.
Or are you on home? See?
All.
Okay. That's what's going on.
Let me get my things calibrated.
Yeah, we gotta get our nipples calibrated. I don't remember his fucking name.
He was killed a couple episodes ago because he's a snitch. I think he was killed by Daenerys.
Wait, are you talking about
Littlefinger?
Littlefinger, that's my guy.
Littlefinger.
So it's the Drake meme, the famous Drake meme of him turning his head with one thing and then. And then, like, very, very emphatically approving in the second. It says, signing petition because you hope HBO will redo season 8. And that's the turning. And then, signing petition because chaos is the ladder.
Yeah.
That's a perfect description of that
exactly from it.
Petition.
Yeah. Pretty much. I mean, it is like, the most pointless petition.
It is. It's just a stick.
I love the top. Really much the top page is all Game of Thrones memes. And then like 13 down is a guy opening an obsidian rock. And that's just like, that's cool.
Oh, yeah. I love that.
Yeah.
It's just kind of mixed in to all these other memes.
Yeah.
Yeah. The oddly satisfying.
We got a deep dive. I was looking at it last night, the Garfield. I'm sorry, John subreddit.
I'm sorry, John is insane and it's getting bigger very quickly.
It's getting bigger quickly. I looked at it last night and this 119 down sloth Garfield the collector. Right. Like I don't think I quite understand why I'm sorry, John is popular, but it's like these kind of like scary images of Garfield taking over his master John or something.
Oh my,
I just don't get, it's like so random to me why something like this takes off and people are just, I mean, this, it's growing.
I don't know how this one happened either, but it is fucking bananas. Wow. Dude. So anybody who does, we'll cover it at some point.
Yeah, I think it's probably
sooner than later, to be completely honest. Yeah. But I'm sorry, John, it all derives initially from a very specific artist's work.
Right.
I don't remember what that artist is, but it's kind of turned into a whole culture dedicated to making these, essentially these drawings of like very, very, very dark, scary Garfields.
They're
that are kind of like, they're kind of like the Jabba the Hutt style characters where they're like, they have a very specific role in fantasy tropes, as a scary thing. Yeah. But
it's just like that. Remember that book when you were a kid, Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark?
Of course.
It does look like that.
Totally. And they're redoing that show, by the way. Mm-hmm. I think Guillermo del Toro, I think, is doing it.
That is so cool.
This sub is outrageous.
I love the tags they have for subs. One is acceptable shit post.
That's amazing. All right, what else from the top week? And by the way, what are we talking about in this episode in general?
Freeze. Off my chest is the sub of this week, guys.
Right. Yeah. Well, we already kind of segued that with a little bit of the but it's not really an off my chest thing with the Game of Thrones ending. I think everybody's kind of gotten that off their chest, but here's another good one from the top of this past week. Amazon Tribe wins legal battle against oil companies preventing drilling in the Amazon rainforest. The rare instance where the people have actually won against the corporation, which is tight.
This feels like a Keanu Reeves project to me. Let me explain. Keanu Reeves is the son of one of the tribal elders, and he wants to get out of the jungle and go to the big city. He becomes a hotshot attorney where he's doing blow and he's banging hookers. And his tribe then comes under pressure from an oil company. They want to come in and start drilling. And so they got to get Keanu back to represent them in court. And that's like obviously the final scene, and he cries. And then at the end, they like paint his face. What do you think?
Damn.
There you go. I think that's it. I think you have it.
Nice. Cool.
Okay.
What else? What else we got from this front page? I mean, it is a lot of Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
23 down. I can't remember if we talked about this last week. This guy puts a GoPro on a sushi conveyor belt.
We did not, but this is a very good one.
I've watched this a couple of times. It's just like, it's so simple. He puts his GoPro on a sushi conveyor belt and like, it looks like a, you know, the Denny's of Tokyo, kind of average,
pretty much, yeah,
diner, sushi diner, and the GoPro just sort of goes around, and people either notice it or they don't. And the people that do notice it, like most people, sort of like wave and do like the peace fingers, mm-hmm. and then like a couple sort of teenage kids like flip it off. They're like, "Fuck you, Dad."
Yep.
And I don't know. I just thought this was like a really fun, simple idea that I'd like to see in a commercial someday.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it shares a lot of different kinds of personalities all in one specific video, which I think is the really charming part about it. Because you can imagine that this is a lot of this is almost a cross section of just like typical Japanese culture.
Yeah,
which is kind of cool. And then there's also an empty table, which almost makes me sad. So there's like a little emotional roller coaster we got here too.
Yeah, there's a family table that has like a toddler I related to because like they didn't even notice the camera because they're trying to get their kid to sit down.
Totally.
I was like, oh yeah, that's how I eat dinner now. It's
very yeah, funny. There's a little bit of an American, couple American vibe. Does it go into the kitchen too?
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of does.
Sure does.
Wow. This is tight. I love this. I love this video. Yeah, that's a really good one. What else we got? I mean, it really was another Game of Thrones thing. So, I mean, fuck, dude, like it's insane how many free folk posts are in the top.
I know.
Top of this past week.
I think that's crazy. I mean, separately, but HBO related, I watched the first three episodes of Chernobyl. Have you guys
checked
that out?
So I haven't seen.
I'm two
the
in.
Third episode.
Yeah, me too. I love it. I think it's
I
think
love it's it. This is like my fucking shit. I love morbid, horrible shit like this. And like,
can you do it like a Key and Peele's voice?
Like, God, radiation poisoning. Like, honestly, the pictures, the effects they have for the people who are like, dying of radiation poisoning are horrifying.
Oh, it's insane.
You've got to see, like, their skin turns, like, black and rotten until they just die.
Yeah, I love that someone will just be walking through and like combustibly vomit, yeah, like viscous, bloody bile all over someone's Russian desk. Yeah. It's like, there's nothing to see here. Everything's fine.
Have you guys heard of Hisashi Oichi? Ochi?
I have not.
Is that an ice cream flavor?
Yeah. It's vegan ice cream flavor. Nice. He was a victim of radiation poisoning in 1999, kept alive by doctors for 83 days against his will, just to find out how long it takes people to die of severe radiation poisoning.
Was he a Fukushima Jesus guy? Christ.
Not Fukushima, but it was like a separate accident. But you guys, worst picture I've ever seen on the internet.
Oh, whoa. Wow. Wow. How do I search this? I want to see the worst picture.
Yeah, let me text it to you real quick.
Tight.
Go to lemonparty.com and it's there.
We'll share this with all of you guys. Actually, I don't know if we can share it with everybody on our subreddit. That'd be very not nice.
Let me send this to you guys. Okay. You're going to hate it.
I mean, it's crazy because this is all right. Nice. Can't
yeah,
wait.
Get ready.
Let's check this out.
Wow.
Yeah. My roommate and I last night were like talking about it, and I'm like, shit, I feel the need to have a cyanide tooth now, because if this ever happens to me, like, I'm going to need to do my thing and just opt out.
I mean, there's gotta be, there's a few different ways you could kill yourself. You don't need a cyanide.
Yeah. Tooth. That's kind of intense, but I mean, I'm going to need to have it. Like, if something were nuclear were to happen, it's going to be total chaos. And like, I don't have a gun. I can't get my hands on a gun when that shit goes down. So I gotta think about things.
Man, this is a crazy photo.
I know. And
like, I mean, the thing for some reason that sticks with me when it comes to Chernobyl, the show specifically, is actually when they were flying over the core.
Yeah.
And the helicopter literally just like fell apart. Whoa. Right? Because it's one of those things, radiation just doesn't, like, I don't know if maybe I'm just an idiot, but it does, I can't really register what's going on with it. You know what I mean?
The way they describe it in the show is interesting. It's like trillions and trillions of little bullets hitting every one of your cells. It just, but I still can't really wrap my brain around it. It's like you are destroyed on a cellular level. And that just blows my mind, because I'm like, it's not in the air. It's something other than that. Like,
but then also, like, what? So you're destroyed on a cellular level. But even clothing, even protective clothing would technically be destroyed on a cellular level, though.
And it's
right?
And it becomes like contaminated. So it's like, I guess it like slows down the effect, but there's this scene where they send three scientists to go like do something near the reactor. But even though they have all the protective gear on, they're like, honestly, the water could kill them before they even get back. We don't know. Like, that's the thing that's hilarious when stuff like this happens. It's the first time it's ever happened in the entire world, and there's no protocol.
I found myself watching it going like, oh man, the 50s were crazy. And then I realized it was in the 80s, like 86.
Yeah, totally.
I was like, oh, wait,
totally.
I was alive?
Right?
Holy smokes.
I had the same thought. I was like, I'm like, well, nuclear power was new then. And I'm like, oh, no, actually it wasn't. It was like 30 years old or more,
we're
right?
Definitely going to kill ourselves from nuclear power. Like, that's the way it's all going down. Like, when they explain how many cities are going to be decimated. You're like, oh shit. Yeah. Okay. I get it. That's how we're all going to be fucked.
Yeah.
Like, there's no other way.
Oh my God.
This is a terrible, terrible technology.
Yeah. Humans created it all. Like, something like that should not exist.
Yeah.
And only about 16 people understand it and how to take care of it. And that was a good scene where, like, nobody in the room gets what's going on. And I feel the same way. I don't get what's going on. Like, if the scientist died, I wouldn't know how to turn off.
It would be like, oh shit, the world's going to end now. I'm in charge of.
Totally.
We're fucked.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely got to figure out how to solve that shit. I mean, I mean, this tends to be my resounding opinion when it comes to issues like this. It's like we've got so many fucking problems that we have not solved.
Yeah,
there's got to be economies dedicated to solving them, right? And, like, I mean, that's we'll never have enough jobs because there's so many things that need to be fixed.
And honestly, like, here's my surprising take on it that no one's heard before. We're not going to fix it.
Yeah.
It's not going to be fixed.
We're going to Mars.
I know.
That's it. Yeah.
So why don't we, so there's one last thing I think I want to quickly discuss on the front page. I don't really know why we didn't start with this. I haven't actually read this, so I don't know what it's like, but it is the top of this past week. And it's a Today I Fucked Up. So I'm very curious as why it's the top of this past week. It has 111,000 upvotes.
What?
I may not have just read it because I was just like, I don't know. Sometimes I just don't want to read these Today I Fucked Up. Do you see what you're talking about?
I don't. I can read it out loud.
Why don't you read it out loud since you're good at reading and my eyes are like barely open right now.
Yeah. Okay, Today I Fucked Up. I have officially branded myself as the biggest perv, and I 100% deserve it. This is his now ex-wife. Did he not realize or too dumb to remember we share everything, including the same Reddit app? I logged on to see this throwaway as the default login account. I've removed all of this personal story from my family's protection and changed his account's passwords, although it might be too late, already circulated online. I took a look through the comments and was seriously disgusted by most of the responses suggesting to sexually approach both of us last night, which my sister did mention. He tried something in the middle of the night. This guy is incredibly living in another world. This is all very poorly written.
It's very poorly written, but I don't understand who is he and I and what?
Is this a follow-up to something maybe? I'm only posting this to reassure everyone thinking he got away with it that these types of scumbags do not. I came home yesterday with my sister to pack my shit. I saw his update saying I seemed all right, but I was keeping it in for the next morning. Reason we slept in the living room is because I didn't want him to see my bags in the corner of the bedroom. He came home suddenly before I finished packing. It wasn't fun camping or a picnic. This morning before he woke up, we grabbed the rest of my stuff and left. I went to the bank and froze our joint account before he irresponsibly started spending cash. I'm not seeing him anymore, going to lawyer up, give away all his Reddit gold to the comments that I feel were actually reasonable and divorce his ass. Oh, and if you can read this, I've deleted the tracking app. My lawyer will call you to unfreeze your share and take steps to unlink me from any other tracking apps you might have me on. What?
Oh, so this is from his, this is his ex-wife.
Damn.
We don't know what happened initially, but...
Wait, so okay, so I've branded myself as the biggest person. So all right, so
okay, oh okay, so look at the person's original post.
This is a good hook.
It got removed. This is like something I don't know about. Out of the loop. Maybe there's something in Out of the Loop. So there's a post by the same account that says, "Today I fucked up. I've branded myself as the biggest perv and I deserve it," but it's like deleted.
That update will give me whiplash. Latest update more so.
Do you not realize?
I'm literally more excited about this than the Champions League final. So this is... So something's going on.
I found it.
Did you figure it out?
I found the original thing. It's from user Goblin Slayer 189. Love Goblin Slayer. Horrible goblin porn.
That's just a classic badass.
Yeah, well, remember that comic, Goblin Slayer, that came out a while back?
No, I've been outed.
Oh, God, dude. It is awful. It's like goblins raping people over and over.
Oh, that's right. We talked about that on the sub, remember?
Oh, yeah. People on the pod about that.
I think he posted exactly what this said in the comments. So this was what the original post was. This happened an hour ago, and I'm still shaking in fear about how my life will now become from now on. There's two situations that leads to the conclusion of the I'm fucked. First situation, asked sister-in-law to borrow her 360 pocket camera for a trip my wife and I are vacationing to. Found out the memory card still had content. Her husband travels a lot, and she made a one-hour point-of-view style porn video, assuming sent to him a while back. I've had the hops for her for the past 8 years. Before she got married, and I have, there were several times sexual tensions arose between the two of us. Living together for a year as strictly roommates, movies, dinners, getting drunk while watching movies, just the two of us, breakfast, etc. A certain trust was implemented, and nothing ever happened between the two of us. As at the time I was dating my now wife, which was working at a distance. But damn it, at the time, if she had just touched my hand once back then, I think I would have lived a whole different life. So finding this video, I thought I struck gold. I could have had what I've always fantasized about, gifting my past self while living my happy current life. Second accident. I have an automated house that lights up the house with geolocation. Before the app worked with Apple HomeKit, a third-party app needed to be downloaded, which tracks your family and friends. Free version only allows you to add one person, so my wife. Wife and I have had this app for 3 years now, even if it's useless now after an app update a couple years back on the original app. I don't know what that means. We never deleted it since it was so useful for tracking each other using notifications. I get a notification when she's at work. This is creepy. And when I arrive at work, we have also both get notifications when one arrives at home. Good for times where she does groceries, for example, and I get a notification to prompt me to go out and help her out. Or when I work late and finally leave the office, prompting her to set up the dining table.
Pause. That's bullshit.
That
That's like what the advertisement says. Like, good for helping your wife unload the groceries.
Thank you. Bullshit.
Bullshit. He goes,
last night she fell asleep without charging her phone. I hate when she does that. Today she goes to work with barely any battery. What if she needs to call the police or hospital for an emergency? I have the day off today. Today was the day I do the deed. I don't only go with simple 360 video, but literally set it up on my VR headset in bed with AirPods on. The whole experience. This would have lasted me tops 5 minutes, but the floor play she does is long and boring. Then the action starts and I go on. Wife's phone didn't give a notification as she arrived because of her now dead phone. She comes to the bedroom to see me masturbating in bed with VR goggles on. What the fuck?
Right.
She knows I masturbate occasionally, but never saw me do it. Occasionally. I sneak it in here and there. But VR porn was never discussed as an is it cheating if kind of thing. You know the convo I'm talking about. Is it cheating if you still have a sex doll? Is it cheating if it's a robot? Is it cheating if you put a pleasure toy on and someone from across the internet strokes you in real time, etc.? It was the type of convo we'd have at the very start of our relationship when we were still friends 10 years ago to see how far one could take it. Weird, I know, but let's say it was one of these pregame combos to see if we're on the same page before things start getting serious. Anyway, VR wasn't a thing back then, so we was never discussed, so I never knew if it was right or wrong. I guess it was wrong, since she rushed in and ripped the goggles from my face. That's when I see her in the room. What the fuck? She looks inside. Is that my sister?
Oh.
I'm fucked. Still has her shoes on from arriving. She just grabbed her bag with the VR headset and left the house. Seeing the tracking app, she's at her parents' house, which are neighbors of the sister-in-law. I'm fucked. Wow.
Oh, this is giving me so much anxiety.
Oh my god.
This is the worst story
I've ever heard.
Whoa.
Oh
my god. So I love top of all time then. The person just basically went in, saw this, deleted the post and updated everybody and said, you know, I'm his ex-wife and I'm ruining his fucking life. He's a pervert. And apparently he said he has tried things with both of them. I took a look through the comments and was seriously disgusted by most of the responses. Oh, responses suggesting to sexually approach both of us last night, which my sister did mention he tried something in the middle of the night. Wow.
Oh my god.
That is so
brutal.
I don't believe the guy is telling the full truth.
Yeah, I have a feeling he's not tracking his wife for the groceries.
Jesus Christ. He asked the sister to make him a video and she did.
I don't know why he wouldn't put her in blast then, though.
Because I think it implicates both of them in a way if it's innocent. What kind of girl I don't know. This guy seems like he's into 3R or 3VR. I doubt this girl just casually got into VR herself. Like, I think he bought her this gift for Christmas last year and was like, hey, Cynthia, here's a 3R VR setup. And she's like, what do I need this for? He's like, don't worry, I'll tell you later.
Wait, so they both use the VR? I'm so confused on that part.
So she recorded a porn video with a 360 camera.
I have one of those cameras.
Oh, I see.
I've never used it. It's sitting in a box. How do we use it? I'm going to make a porn. Okay. I'll send it to you guys later.
And this was, and so this is his wife's sister.
Wow. Yeah.
Wow.
So he's claiming he opened up the VR camera, took out the SD card, and there was just this video living on it. And he was like, ooh, jackpot. Yeah. I've always thought she was hot. Now I'm going to, every time my wife walks the dog, I'm going to set up my jerk chamber. He like lights candles. He puts on music. He puts on his goggles.
Oh my God.
And then of course she, I don't know why he's tracking his wife, but I guess that just means like he didn't know she was coming home.
That's
or something.
Gross.
But this guy is super into technology. Obviously, yeah. Right? Like he's got all these gadgets. I mean, this is his weird fetish, and his wife's definitely not.
No, this comment sums it up. Not only did you get caught jerking off to a 360-degree VR porn by your wife, not only did that porn contain someone you both know, not only is it your wife's sister, it was all without your wife's sister's knowledge. So now you look like a horny, pervy scumbag as well as a complete creep. You literally couldn't have fucked up more if you tried. Congrats, Opie.
Oh my goodness.
Wow. But, Freed, there is a conspiracy theory in the comments. She could think that her sister sent it to you intentionally and that you've been hiding an affair.
That's what I would assume.
Right.
Because, I mean, you don't accidentally get someone's naked 360 VR video. I don't know. Someone shares.
I mean, that's a very specific form of
it's so specific.
I mean, that's like.
With a guy who's into tech, you know, it's
right.
It's not like a picture of a boob.
Yeah, exactly. Like that'd be I mean, I've certainly heard stories of shit like that where it's just like, you know, like somebody gives you their phone for some reason, you like accidentally see something, and it's just like, oh shit, what? Right, but like the fact that this is a, wow, that's
interesting
crazy.
Story. Good talk of the week. Good,
that's a good one.
Yeah, I was kind of, I saw that and I was just like, whoa, that is, wasn't really tracking it. And that was one of those things where you only really know if you're paying attention to the story. Yeah. So, well, nice. Fuck, that's insane. Well, why don't we move on?
That's a good off my chest, really.
I mean, that'd be a good off my chest if it was something that was plaguing you.
True.
I mean, it's good off that guy's chest, I guess.
I suppose so.
This week we're doing Off My Chest, which is a subreddit, guys. And it's, I mean, it feels a little bit like that last story in the sense that people are telling us some things that they need to just get off them chests. And it's pretty interesting. I mean, and I was, you know, I looked through kind of casually and I was like, oh, this goes anywhere from dark and depressing to casual and funny and just thoughts that people are having. Yeah. So there's a little bit of both. We can go dark. We can go light. I think it's one of these good subs that sort of reminds us all like, hey, yeah, I'm going through that too, or something like that. Like, I think it's a good sub. So I would love to talk about some stats with you guys. You guys into
Let's
that?
Do it.
Hit me that cheer button. That's a bummer we don't have our clapping sound effect today. Yay. So there's 1,400,627 readers. So this is a big sub. Dang. And there's 1,100 on right now, which means we're ripping. And so the sort of instructions and rules just state, this is the place to unload that baggage that's been weighing you down for days, weeks, months, or years. This is to relieve the pit in your stomach that won't go away, not for the angry rant you could spew at anyone. So I like this idea. I mean, I like that you got something sort of festering inside of you, this is a sort of anonymous good place to put it out there. I mean, in a weird way, this is what Reddit's all about. And so these are sort of, this is the tip of the spear of people just doing their thing on Reddit. Shit. So, I don't know if dog boobs, there's a lot of rules here. Yeah.
I mean, we can summarize it. It's pretty standard.
Yeah. Maybe do like a light dusting of a rule.
Yeah,
read.
Yeah,
nice.
We'll do a dusting. Don't insult people or be disrespectful. Also, there's a tag in here if you use NAW, meaning no advice wanted. It's just like, I'm not trying to get advice from you people. I just want to get it off my chest. So that's helpful. It's a safe space for people. So just get it off your chest. Angry rants are not allowed. It has to concern bothering you for a while, not a rant for the guy that parked in your spot once. Meta posts and witch hunts are frowned upon. If a certain user or subreddit has been bothering you, we encourage you to take it up with them. If you wish to discuss or have a complaint with our moderation or rules, you've been warned for a rule violation, message us. Attempts to address these things in the comments section will be removed. And that's it. That's pretty much it.
I like that people sort of ask not to get advice. Like, I think that's an interesting element.
Yeah. It's like, just let me scream into the void and that's it. I feel like that's the thing that happens a lot. Have you guys ever been like just in a bad mood and wanted to complain and whoever you're talking to is like, well, did you try this? Did you try that? Like, I'm just trying to be miserable.
This is like a lesson I had to learn. I was always the guy that's like, well, why don't you just do something about it and fix this and like do that? People are like, people don't want to hear what you think. They want to just get it off their chest. And I'm like, really? Why? I don't understand. But yeah, interesting.
That is.
Dad, did you fall asleep?
I didn't fall asleep. I've been, I accidentally found another subreddit that we can't talk about it because it's all images, but it's a combination of blessed and cursed images called Blursed Images. And it's just these things I'm seeing. I'm just like, what is going on there? And then now I'm trying to type in get off my chest and I keep spelling it wrong. So yeah, that was a play by play on everything that's happening on my side. Because this is clearly get off my chest and off my chest are two different things.
Shit. Is everyone taking poops on people's chests?
I don't know. It's got 446 people in it, and it's I don't think it's quite the same thing. So all right, so off my chest, right? So this is what we're talking about.
Yeah, man. These are
did you guys talk about the see also? It's kind of interesting seeing what they're associated with.
So the see also section it lists like related subreddits or, you know, if you have interest in them. It's depression, confession, suicide watch, stop self-harm, unsent music, unsent letters, bipolar Reddit, eating disorder, anger, rape, and relationships. Damn. Seems like that runs the gamut of what people want to get off their chest.
Yeah, so this is actually a very nice this is in the world of the subreddit spectrums. I think that this certainly falls into the self-help true resource for people side versus blurred images. Which is a completely different purpose, and I will close that tab now because I'm having too much fun. So sorry. All right, so let's get into a couple of the posts. Maybe starting with this week because it seems this one is also very, like, obviously there's a ton of people here in general and subscribed, but I think this is also one of those subs that has a lot of frequent involvement. Mm-hmm. Like you can get like big ones. This is like a today I fucked up type sub where there's maybe hundreds and hundreds of week, which is nice. So
this one sounds like
all right. So
I found one. Go for it. One that sounds like me, but maybe we need a cooler one to start with.
I think. Let's get that ball rolling.
Another thing I'm noticing, actually, before we actually get into it, it seems like a lot of these over the past week in particular are to some degree current events related. So this is actually another interesting side component of this sub is the first couple are about being raped and impregnated, and given everything that's been happening in Alabama and Georgia, this is kind of cool that this is a way for people to kind of discuss the issues of the times with empathy.
I like that, honestly. And I like that the rules are not like, you know, don't judge someone or insult or antagonize or criticize them. I haven't looked at the comments in depth, but it sounds like a pretty supportive place.
Yeah, it does. Definitely does. Okay, cool. So let's start with why don't we start with one of those? Why don't we just get into the abortion and rape posts? That's what everybody wants.
Reminds me of myself is I'm 30, I'm boring, I'm single, and I've never been more okay with myself.
Yeah.
Well, I love that. I'm shut up, Burrito 13.
What's the name? Burrito 13.
Shut up, Burrito 13.
Shut up, Burrito 13. Do you want to read that one through all the way?
Because this is written by me, basically. I'm just not cool anymore to my friends. I can't stand drinking copious amounts of alcohol anymore. I show up and I just wish I was home reading a book with the dog curled up beside me. It's not that I don't ever drink or like to go out, but it's not that fun anymore. I've done it repeatedly for about a decade. I look at the drink prices and think of the cab fare, possibly even the drunk food, and that's a really nice day trip somewhere, or Gap pants for me. Or an
experience. That's amazing.
Like some kind of cooking class or craft workshop. I don't want to have friends whom I have to constantly try to outdrink or be loud for hours on end. I don't want to scream over music anymore, and most cocktails taste crappy to me now. Besides, I hate that feeling where I'm parched because I haven't had enough water. I'm now considered the boring friend. I had my drink at home just to be lucky I even came out. Whenever I come out, I just look around me and wish I stayed in. I want to wake up early and wash the dishes, Swiffer the floor and make a nice avocado smoothie. I found a great sense of when I organized that little pile of receipts and papers on my coffee table. I'm kind of now turned on by tracking my spending. I get that in my circle, I'm supposed to be raging until 4 a.m. and sleep the Sunday away, but I just can't do it. I don't want to take an ibuprofen and drink excess amounts of coffee just to lay about, check my Facebook feed, and really cleaning my home and listening to a nice podcast sets the tone for the start of a new week. I get that I might have missed out on a crazy story, memory, or even sexual experience, but that's fine. I don't want to awkwardly fumble around with a stranger that I have no foundation with anyway. I don't need the validation anymore or the notch on my belt. I'd rather be wearing flannel pants. I know that this might mean that I am eternally single, and I've accepted this. If putting myself out there means getting a free drink and throwing myself at a guy, or even worse, playing the female who can come on the strongest wins, I'll accept my losses. Can I please leave now? I used to be really butthurt about this stuff, but I kind of like me now. It took 30 years and it's an absolute miracle. I still have a lot of self-work to do, but eating decently and moving about and wearing flattering clothing and putting on makeup seems to help with my confidence. I think I'm kind of cute and in dating terms, cast my net out for reasonable. Sure, out of 7 billion people, there's some guy out there who probably feels the same way I do. I'm finding myself really interested in trying new things. I want to forge more meaningful connections with people. Now that I'm a boring, sober friend, that's totally okay. I'm willing to set people free. It's funny because I never think I've ever been so well-rounded as an individual, and it saddens me that the people I know don't see how much I've learned or tried. I'm aware I need a different friend group. You don't have to tell me twice. It's not to say I won't ever go out again, but there's a life outside the bar. I'm just now really happy to stay home. I'm sure millions upon millions of people out there feel similar, so this is hardly unique or interesting. It just feels special to me because it was finally my aha moment, and mine is being boring is cool. I love that.
This is great. I love this. I mean, it's funny because it definitely, some of the details are going from like, I was 22 yesterday and now I'm in my early
30s. Yeah, I like organizing receipts.
Yeah, I get a hard off of checking my spending.
I'm happy for her.
That's rad though. I mean, that's a pretty nice, that's an important epiphany to have, you know?
I feel like sort of coming into this time in life where people are doing less things in, at nighttime.
Yeah.
I can see friend groups like shattering, like not for any particular bad reason, but people are just interested in staying home or feeling good, feeling healthy. And then like following the bigger goals in life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I think that's really important. I can certainly get behind this to a degree with this girl. I'm curious as to where this person lives. Cause I think when you live in a city and if you are involved in certain scenes, you still have an intense feeling of like obligation to be involved in the city and the things the city offers, you know?
Yeah.
So, you know, I'm sure this is a very different experience if you live in fucking Des Moines or whatever than if you live in Los Angeles or New York.
True.
But I also think that it's a bummer that drinking is used in the way that she's talking about it, because yes, I like to drink, but I never really drunk to excess like that, you know?
Yeah.
And like, and I guess some friend groups are just like that. But to me, it's like lady, like, go to an art museum.
Yeah.
Like go to an outdoor movie. Like there are plenty of things that are not getting fucking wasted, you know?
Really?
But that's also a byproduct of her urbanity. I don't know if she lives in fill in the blank.
Are you calling her boring?
And yeah, lame? I'm saying like, stop being such a prude, lady.
Well, there's something to be said about
being such a prude burrito.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely don't have to get fucked up to like to have a good time, and that's
no, not at all.
That's all I did in my 20s, to be totally honest.
Right.
But that's what a lot of my friends still do, myself included. But lately, it's just not like worth the shitty feeling of being hungover as much.
So oh, for sure.
It's like a balancing, but it all depends. Like, do you like sitting around with people and gabbing and jabbering,
right,
goofing and gaffing? I do. Spoiler alert. I do. She might not like to goof.
Yeah. She might also be an introvert, which is fair. I mean, yeah, the drinking thing I think is the real interesting part of this. Cause you don't want to sound like a fucking, you know, straight edge dad, but like, you don't really have to drink to have fun. Like, there are many other
options. I think she's got a group of friends that doesn't understand that.
It sounds like that, yeah.
You got.
Yeah, she really needs to just start. She needs to go to. She needs to, like, go do some things that she wouldn't ordinarily do, or, like, ask a friend. I mean, the other thing, too, is, like.
Sorry.
Most people do catch up to this, you know? Like, most people get to that point. It sounds like she got there prematurely, but at some point, her friends are going to do the same. It might come through a relationship, or it might come through something else. But at some point, she's going to find a group, and they're going to be like, hey, do you want to go for a hike today? Like, hey, do you want to go to fucking, like, do you want to go to the desert? Do you want, I mean, whatever. Like, there's a million. Do you want to go see a fucking movie?
It sounds like.
I always thought this would be a thing.
Like, take a day trip or go to a cooking class or a craft workshop. So I like that. She's like, has things she wants to do. But what my favorite part of it is, like, even if she didn't, if she's happy and content, it's like, cool.
Yeah, she's not looking for any answers.
She's just like, I'm happy.
She found it. She found her answers in her flannel.
Yes, exactly.
Flannel suit. I always thought there, and I saw some article recently that it was like non-alcoholic bars are becoming a thing in, of course, Brooklyn.
Right.
Where people can go and just get a juice or like a smoothie.
Yeah.
But it's nighttime and everyone's still looking to get LAID. that's kind of a cool, I think that's kind of a cool idea. Like, if you want to just socialize, but you don't want to be in that pressure situation where everyone's drinking. Seems like a good solution.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I think this girl needs to get into ayahuasca ceremonies. Yes. I think that's the real solution.
She needs to meet God, is what we're saying.
She needs to meet guys with dreadlocks is who she needs to meet.
Posing as God.
All right, so let's see here. Let's see another
one.
Go for it.
It says my brother picked Fortnite over my 15th birthday dinner.
Amazing.
And it's short. It just says, my family and I are going to dinner for my birthday tonight, but not my fucking brother. He'd rather play in his Fortnite tournament. The worst part is my mom's letting this happen. My brother's 18 and I was there for every single event that he had. Fuck him.
Fuck him.
That's amazing.
And then the comments just go from there. Like, it just gets ripped. It's really funny. and the top comment is, just remember that he will be a virgin for life.
Oh my God.
Brutal. All right, so here's a very not funny one.
Rapey.
But is interesting. This actually isn't a rape one. So this is 11 days ago. My approach to life as it comes to an end.
Ooh.
So edit. My aggressive cancer is bringing a much swifter end to my life than I was expecting. Last week I had 12 months, maybe more. This week I have 1 month, maybe two. There is much to cram in, but there is also much to reflect on. Following is my approach to life, my life, a person who has always been positive and seeing the glass half full. So put down your phone and have a real conversation. Look a friend in the eye and ask them how they really are. Listen to the wind blowing through the trees above and marvel at the beauty of the vibrant sunrise. Do something that takes you outside of your comfort zone to prove that you are better than you thought. Celebrate your successes, no matter how big or small, and carve your own path to define who you are. Be spontaneous, be unpredictable, and importantly, be immature. Don't be led by narcissist fools who feed on your soul. Don't be a slave to their conforming expectations. Don't overshare and become fixated with likes and follows. It's false adulation that erodes your own self-worth. Don't buy things to impress others. They really don't care. Reduce, reuse, and repair what you can. Be yourself and be proud of it no matter your orientation. Because you being you is the best you can be. Comment. Thank you for all your comments and messages. They mean so much to me and my family. We take great joy in reading the positive reaction to my post. I'll try and read them all and respond, but please forgive me if I don't write back. I'm busy cramming lots of good times in.
Oh.
So that's a bummer. But, you know, I mean, we're all going to have that moment sometime, right? We're all going to have that thing where we'll be like, well, this fucking sucks. Now what do I do?
Damn, that's intense.
Dang.
I know. I like this. So this sub, I guess the more I read these, the more I'm realizing that this is a lot of off my chest is a strange way to describe it, because it doesn't really feel like it's when you think of getting something off your chest, it's a lot more about like something that's been nagging at you that you really just like it's grinding your gears, or it's something you feel really guilty about that you got to like get off, right?
Sugar in my neighbor's car engine.
Yeah, exactly.
6 months.
Yeah, like I've been watching my neighbor shower for the last 3 years, right? Like,
yeah, like something
you're just totally. Yeah. And this one, but this sub is a lot more. It's a lot more like to me. It's almost like people feeling a sense of real community with Reddit. And wanting to share something, but not really knowing who to share with. So they decide to share with Reddit. You know what I mean?
Right. And it's interesting how these communities, like the comment section feels appropriate for what the posts are. Like people are not being rude or mean.
Totally. Yeah, it's a pretty respectful group. Yeah.
And each sub has its own little vibe. Like this one feels pretty nice. Some of the
you mean each sub or each post?
I'm just saying this sub has a community feel to it where it's not
yeah for sure
people aren't talking a lot of shit. So So it's been cultivated well, I think.
Totally. I mean, there's another one. So this is another example of that. As I was kind of reading it, all it says is, I got it, with exclamation marks. And it's just, it was submitted 9 days ago. So I applied for a job at McDonald's. Yeah, I know it's not the best, but I can't work anywhere else. By my school, I got a text from an interview or for an interview less than an hour later. Today was the interview day. And after only 5 questions, a lady offered me the job, and my orientation is next Monday. I'm super excited, seeing as this is my first ever official job. So it's just like, great. Like, not really, like, it's not like getting off my chest. Like, got something to say. It's just like, hey, I'm excited and I want to tell you about it.
And I feel like there's another cat. I found a really sad one, but like another category of people who need to say something and like just need comfort too. This guy, confused and alone, 0405. I found my wife's body in the closet yesterday.
Oh,
and he said Jesus suffered Christ. With mental health issues her whole life. And I got home and she'd hung herself from the closet door.
Whoa.
I can't even imagine. But all the comments are like, so sorry you're going through this. Like, it's just very, also, this is Trevor in the background that you're hearing. If you can hear that.
Is Trevor evolved into a man?
It sounds like Jeef.
That's one of my biggest fears, and that is absolutely goddamn devastating.
Yeah. Wow.
Fear what, every time you go in your closet, there's going to be a body hanging there,
or that someone you love will kill themselves?
Oh.
Either one, honestly. That's horrifying.
It is really scary.
Jesus.
That's why I don't have closets.
That's why I took the doors off all my closets. No crime.
Damn. That was fucking insane.
There's some dark shit in here. I mean,
you
know, there's people losing loved ones. A lot of sort of like someone died. There's some dark stuff. My autistic brother was arrested for pedophilia.
Oh,
I mean, that's just sad.
Oh,
dude.
But I was thinking, it's like, you don't, I'm having a dinner party, you know, at Friday, you know, he likes to have a couple wine mixers. You come over and I go, hey, Jeff, what's happening? What's new? And you go, my autistic brother was arrested for pedophilia. I'm like, oh man,
dude.
This is a party.
Talk to somebody.
You know, like, when and where do you say a lot of this stuff? I feel like you don't want to go to a bar, you know, a club mist, and you're having a couple Cosmos, and then a nice young lady approaches and you go,
yeah.
Well, so my brother.
I mean, it's extremely cathartic to let information like this out of your system, right?
And then interact about it for, there's a ton of comments here on all these.
Totally. Yeah, I mean, it's, fuck. I mean, what are the comments on the autistic pedophilia one? I'm very, very interested in that.
It goes on. I mean, the story is essentially he's, you know, 18, 19, he's severely autistic and he was removed from our home when he was 12. So he's been living in a care home for kids with autism. And then, I mean, it sounds like he didn't know what he was doing and tried to do something sexual and got arrested for it. It's like,
so sad.
And then the first comment is like, hey, my older brother's autistic too. Almost 2 years ago, he's charged and arrested for sexual assault. He was extremely aggressive and used to beat me and my little brothers. He was been out of juvie for a few months. Then he got sent away to a correctional facility for 9 to 10. So other people are sharing their similar stories. Like, you're not the only guy going through this kind of thing, which is crazy. Yeah. And I feel like these are some of the people you see like homeless on the street, not being able to cope. It's like,
oh, 100%.
Unless you have like a family that has probably money to sort of pay for care facilities.
Yeah.
Like, these people just end up going to these, some kind of a jail situation, then getting turned out on the street. Right. It's like bad from there. It's like, ugh.
Yeah. Man. I mean, that I think is really, that's a really interesting part of this too, is in, again, that's kind of the point of the sub is, you know, you are either getting something off your chest or just saying something that basically all these posts are like, has anyone had this experience? Like, that's like kind of the underlying the underlying question to everything, right? And because everybody that comments, I mean, yes, having somebody that just goes, I'm so sorry, that's brutal, that's terrible. But like the best thing is if somebody goes, hey man, I'm sorry, I also found my wife in my closet 2 weeks ago or a year ago or whatever. It broke me up, but here's what I'm doing to deal with it. And maybe we should talk on the phone about it. It might help, right? Like, I think that's where it's really interesting. And that's same thing with the pedophilia one, where it's just like suddenly you have guys, you have people coming out of the woodwork. They're just going like, yeah, my brother's also like this. Here's what he's had to deal with. Here's how it works. So you just don't feel so alone anymore. You know what I mean? Like that's the crusher.
That's such a good point, is the like feeling alone in it. Like the minute you feel like, you know, this experience isn't just, I don't know, part of you wants to feel like, you know, everything that happens to me is my own special story and it's all unique, but it's also comforting to know that like this shit happens to everybody and we all can get through it together.
On Reddit, yeah. I mean, but this is the beauty of Reddit. I mean, this is apart from Free Folk, which is, you know, the best part of Reddit, truly. I mean, this is the flip side of the best part of Reddit, right? Where it's all about community. It's all about people that are, no matter how much we try to explain Reddit to people, most people still don't understand it. And most people think it's weird, or they just like, don't get why you would be involved in this stuff. They kind of equate it to like Instagram or something, where it just feels like it's self-sabotaging instead of truly helping. And, you know, like the people who do understand it, I think realize that it is a community of anonymous people, right? But it's still a community that allows for stories like this to help people not feel alone in the world. I mean, not feel like, you know, for somebody, I mean, there is it of the stories we've read so far, it's the least scary, but like, you know, being 30 and realizing that maybe you don't have any friends anymore, right? It's a scary feeling, you know? And I think that that's having, even if it's just on Reddit, having people that go, oh, and you see this all the time too, by the way, is they'll be like, hey, where do you live? We're going to a movie later. If you live anywhere in the LA area, would you want to come? Right? Like you see that shit happen on Reddit all the time. So,
and like, the beginning of the internet and since before that, human beings have always been interested in connecting with strangers, like talking about random shit to anybody else who wants to talk about it. And I just say like Reddit's like a solid place to do it, just because of like it's been established as a place that's not creepy, not gonna put malware on your computer.
Totally. I want to read one more. Well, I want to read two more. One's kind of short, and then this is the second of all time, and I don't know what it's about yet, but it's the framing is really interesting, right? So I'll read the first one. The first of all time is, I was having lunch with my friends for my birthday. I went to the bathroom, and when I came back, everybody had left. Aww. Right? So you set that up, and you go, oh, fuck. You know? But then, so you start reading it, and it's, there was a small moment where I thought, that's okay. They're busy, and I really appreciate that they came and had lunch. That was when I noticed the package with my name on it sitting on my chair. Inside was a ransom note, a black light, and some random puzzle pieces. What followed was a 4-hour epic journey around the city solving puzzles. This included a trip into a bar where the bartender said, I've been expecting you, and handed me another set of locked boxes and puzzles as he poured me a whiskey. Eventually, it finished at some accommodation they had booked for the weekend, along with the final address of a bar where everybody was waiting for me. They designed everything themselves. I was so utterly overwhelmed and humbled by the extraordinary effort they went to for me. These people are funny, smart, kind, and generous, and I always feel lucky that I know them all, let alone get to call them my friends. The world was such a better place for having them in it. So that's
like turned around completely.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, it's fucking rad. So this next one, so the second to last, or second to top, this title is The 8-Year-Old Girl Next Door Just Broke My Heart.
Oh. And I was nervous about this one.
Yeah, and so I saw this and I was just like, ooh, where does this go? And I haven't read this yet, so I really do not know where this goes. But I think, it, regardless, it's second of all time. So, and it's got, you know, it has third. I mean, it has a fuck ton of comments too. It has 1,357 comments, which is relatively rare. So this could also be one of those like legendary posts that have that had a continued backstory that just like perpetuates in the comment section. True. I don't know, but we'll do what we can here. So some backstory. So I'm a 24-year-old guy. I love tooling around with cars, something I've done together with my dad since I was a kid. He was all too happy to have me carry it on. So I work the typical eight to four or five schedule, and quite often I'm in the garage after work fixing up this old Mustang I've been on for the last 2 years or so. I completely restored a 65 Mustang that my dad has had for years to take on now that I'm out in the world. That was a special moment. So one day I started leaving the garage door open, and it's in the front. So pretty much everybody can see what I'm doing. People stop by, chat, say hello. It's great. I always love to chat it up, especially older folks that are happy to see a young guy getting his hands dirty, working hard on a classic. So about a year ago, during the summer, the neighbor mom asked if I could look after the little girl, Rachel, quiet little girl that always seemed well-behaved. I didn't mind, but I said I'm really committed to working on this car, so if I feel good enough to let her over while I'm working my car, not a problem. Turns out they're going through a divorce. The dad works the third shift. The mom's got a part-time gig. Evening hours aren't good for them. Okay, so this starts, and it goes fine. She's quiet, usually reading books and watching the TV I brought out so she would be around me. I always made sure to be courteous, firm, and try out dad humor every now and then. Well, she starts to come out of her shell after a little while, and it was a joy. I still remember when she first asked about why I was working on the car. Why are you working on that car when you have the new one that works? Well, this car is about 45 years older than the other one. It's a classic. She'll be much prettier when I'm done with her. I've been sitting in the garage helping my pop since I was younger than you. I always wanted to be like him, so I'd sit and learn, and eventually he let me help. Oh, whenever I see my dad, he's always sleeping. Well, he's working hard to provide for you. He's working a tough job. She just kind of was quiet after that. But after 2 or 3 months, she started being cheerful when she came over, always asking questions about what I was doing specifically, this part and that, why I needed to be done, what made it work. I was glad to impart knowledge. I think everybody likes teaching a bit, especially something they're passionate about. Start teaching her about tools, how to recognize which ones you need, what they can do on a car and around the house. She started to light up. Got the sense that besides school, she didn't have much of a parental figure or anyone to teach her anything about life or anything. One day, my dad visited in his 66 GT convertible, and I took her for a ride in it. I always remember how she smiled, saying, "Is that what yours is going to be like?" "Should be. But mine's a coupe, so it won't be quite as nice." "No, yours will be much better, because we've been doing it." Oh. My chin started to wobble, and I just smiled and said, "You're right, it will be." She'd really started to grow on me. I mean, it would be impossible to not let her into your heart. A bright-eyed, smart little girl who just soaks up everything you teach her, wants to learn, and looks up to you for that. It made me sad because the times I saw our parents interact, they were always snide and yelling at each other. When they were around, that is. The spring, I started noticing the mother leaving without a uniform, sometimes dressed to go out. I came to the conclusion she quit or wasn't working, but she's still taking advantage of the babysitting, which I didn't mind in the slightest. Sometimes Rachel would be quiet more when she came over, but I always waited until she would open up. She'd let out tidbits like, "Mommy woke up late last night. She was acting funny," or "She came home with someone that wasn't daddy," or the like. It would pierce my heart, but I didn't know what to do except keep being a safe harbor for her of sorts. She started hugging me more often, squeezing me as hard as she could. I'd always get a lump in my throat. She's just warmed her way into my heart. How when I take a break and sit down, she'll climb all over me until I give her the proper attention. Every now and then, she does some mannerism or phrase she picks up for me. Even just when I ask her to hand me a stool, she picks up the proper one, no problem. We had some of the best times I can remember, just tinkering in my car. her with a raggedy old sweater of mine on her safety glasses, so old dirt wouldn't fall in her eyes, watching me work, asking away. One day she nicked herself on the edge of the radiator support, and I picked her up and went to bandage it up. Told her most girls your age would cry if they got a little cut. She said brightly, "Now my hands are going to get all beat up like yours." I didn't even know what to say, so I burst out laughing, plus another lump in my throat, and hugged her and said, "You're the best little girl in the world, you know that?" Then, a few weeks ago, her mom came over and said they were going to get a divorce. I could still keep watching her during the week. I told her I was sorry, and absolutely, she's a delight to have around. Yesterday, she was morose and quiet, unlike she'd been in a long time. Turns out her parents will be separating, and they'll have to move soon. She started crying and hugged me, asking if it meant she wouldn't be able to come over it anymore. Started tearing up a bit and choked out. I don't know, Rachel. I don't know. I hope you can. I love you, and you know that. I love you. You know that? You're the smartest, cutest, best little girl in the world, and I love you. She just cried all the harder, and I said, I love you too. She even asked if she could stay with me. Again, I said, I don't know, but I don't think it's in the cards. When she left yesterday, I just sat down with a bottle of Jack and started crying. Just can't take it. That sweet, beautiful little girl. She wants to be just like me. Giggles when she gets grease on her. Tosses on my old dirty sweater when she comes over because she wants to help. I just want to take her up in my arms and take away that pain. She doesn't deserve to have a shitty childhood growing up with a non-existent father and a shitty mother. Fuck, I just can't deal with it. It fucking tears my heart apart. So, too long, didn't read. Started babysitting a little neighbor girl with shitty parents. We have the best time together over the past year. Parents are divorcing. We'll move away soon.
Wow.
It's a good recap.
Yeah.
That's
sad. I mean, it's such a touching story.
Yeah.
I mean, this is one of those things.
I'm like, when's it going to turn?
Well, when's it going to turn?
When's it going to get creepy?
But also in some subs, you'll see in the comments section, they're immediately like, shut up, fucking bullshit, made that up. Good one, OP, right? And I'm not really seeing that here, which is rad. I mean, it was an incredibly well-written story, right? Like, it's fucking, you know, sell that shit to the Double D's and have them make a eight-season show based on it.
I thought it was going to have a Sling Blade turn where he goes over there and he hacks the parents up with his ratchet set or something.
Maybe that's a follow-up somewhere in the comment section where it's just like, wait a second. Isn't that the plot for Sling Blade? Feels like I could be that. But yeah, I mean, it's a really charming.
It's fucked up that kids have that life and their parents like, don't give a shit about them. But
well, a lot of kids have that life.
Yeah.
A lot. So dang. I think, I mean... Yeah, man, it's
so sad.
It's brutal. It's very brutal. Yeah, he's also 24, which is kind of interesting, right? I mean, that's like
a weird age.
Yeah, that's a. I mean, back when the our original poster was 24, she was fucking drinking with her buddies until 5 in the morning, just getting fucking slammed, screwing any dude that looked at her, you know. So this guy. This guy to be that much of a mature dude. And then also, by the way, if he did make up this story, which there's no indication that he did, but if for some reason he did make up the story, it kind of doesn't matter because it's such a beautiful little story. You know?
Yeah, it really
like
does.
It feels like a proverb. So anyway, so all right. So that's rad.
Yeah.
I think we all have to go to our respective things. But this sub is tight, dude. I really like this.
That last one, another one, you know, nothing bad happened or anything. It's a really sweet story.
Yeah.
But another one you just can't really tell anybody about
in
your own personal life. Like, you can be like, yeah, I just made this great relationship with this 8-year-old girl across the street. People are like, okay, weirdo, I'm calling the authorities. You're like, no, it's not like that.
I know,
it's just,
like, putting it on, you know, Reddit is like, and, you don't need to try to justify anything or be like, but I'm not being weird. It's just like anonymously saying it, like putting it out there.
Yeah. Well, it's also, I mean, there are a lot of things like this that I'm sure we've all had that are really important, affecting moments in our lives that we can't like, it's hard to articulate and it's hard to explain to people unless they're extremely close to you. And even if they are extremely close to you, they will, it'll still change their perception of you. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, it's just one of those things. I mean, everybody's done weird shit in by themselves, or, you know, and those things will have a profound effect on you.
True.
But you just can't really share it with anybody. You know what I mean? So, so yeah, I mean, this kind of, this sub really, it really, it's kind of like a public service in a lot of ways, you know?
Yeah. I think it's great. I kind of want, now that I know about it, kind of want to use it.
I know. I want to use it. And I also want to get more deeper and more into some of these stories. I think it's, yeah, I want to maybe do a follow up to this at some point. So
yeah.
Anyway, all right, let's hit a couple randoms.
Nice.
Close this guy out.
Nice, nice.
So I just landed on Chiracology.
What?
And this is interesting. So this is so have you guys ever heard of Chirac?
Mm-hmm. Like Chicago being such
Chicago being such a dangerous place.
Mm-hmm.
So this is
Chirac there than in war zones.
Yeah, something maybe like that. So Chiracology is a place other than YouTube comment section to discuss Chicago gangs and drill music.
Oh.
So it's like, this is literally a place dedicated to Chicago gang life.
Well,
which is fucking insane.
Is it like gang members like talking about stuff?
I think so, actually.
Wow. Hey,
dang,
that's insane,
dude. This is kind of fucked up, man.
What's on it?
Like a lot of like reports of shooting.
Oh, is it like watch out for these places, there have been shootings here?
No, this is like, it looks like these people are actively involved in the culture.
What?
Whoa.
Yeah, I think these are like, whoa, this is an insane sub, dude. I think these are literally like Chicago gang kids who are talking about Chicago gang shit.
What?
Huh. Chiracology.
Whoa.
Wow, dude.
That's insane.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of it, like Chief Keef is highly involved in this stuff, but like, Avena Bankrolls Five Head. Don't know what that means. Who's this? So it's a lot. Yeah,
it's pretty interesting because you can't post. I mean, a lot of people will post on Instagram and Facebook and shit about like their illegal activities, right, and they get caught for it. But Reddit can kind of be a place where you can be anonymous still, and honestly get stuff off your chest about some shit that could be illegal. I mean, that might be going on a lot. Whoa.
Well, I mean, the Chicago crime scene is so insane, dude. Like, it is like, I mean, it really is truly next level. So,
dude,
yeah,
it's all like a world I don't know anything about.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I mean, same. Like, I'm like, I don't, like, a lot of these are memes too, specifically about like inner city Chicago gang shit.
Yeah.
This is about as familiar to me as something in the Middle East. I, you know, honestly,
Yeah, it's interesting reading about this stuff because it's like, they talk about it like it's like real wars and battles and like, it's just like in this other context that we're not used to seeing.
Yeah, this is wild, man. I wish there was a way I could, there's a ton of like, what's BDK?
I don't know anything.
Damn, I don't know any. Dude, this is a whole world. I literally can't even begin to try to decipher.
Wow.
Oh well, I'm not moving to Chicago.
I mean, this is actually hilarious. This is actually hilarious. So this is a tweet to the men who just held me at gunpoint on 63rd King Drive and made me nay nay. You're a bunch of cowards.
Damn it.
Yeah, but a lot of this is like RIP blank, RIP blank, RIP blank. It's been a year since we lost blank, right? It's fucking rad, man. Well, not rad, dark as hell, but it's crazy. So anyway, you guys got anything?
I mean, I got Airsoft for Airsoft.
Nice.
That's tight. Airsoft rules.
Yeah, man.
And I got not that, some like creepy porn one. I'm getting some crappy video games. No. Hold on.
Sucks when you're trying to find a random and like six porn ones just come up.
I did have like a weird Japanese porn one pop up and I was like, eh. Yeah. Oh, illness fakers. This is interesting. This is like a whole sub dedicated to people that are pretending to be sick.
Really? Like people with Munchausen's disease?
I think so. Yeah. I haven't really dug into it. I'll send it to you guys. Maybe something we can dig into. I feel like that's probably a problem with a lot of people. Yeah. Good to get attention.
Yeah. Whoa. Interesting stuff, damn. Guys. Takes all
wild shit
to make the world go around.
Turns out truly I don't does. Know everything. There's more to be learned.
More to be learned, everyone.
Cool, guys.
All right.
Dad, what are you doing in Detroit?
I'm going to this big music festival and then just kicking it with buddies. So, I gotta go buy, I gotta buy a new pair of, fluffy furry boots for the rave.
Cool, man. Make a 360 VR porn for us. Send it up.
Okay.
Let us watch.
All right.
Send it to your sister.
Sounds good. Oh, Jesus Christ. That story was grim, dude.
That was weird.
It's fucking grim. All right. Well, anyway, so this is Did You Reddit? A weekly podcast about the internet by way of Reddit, the front page of the internet. My name is It's Your Dad.
I'm Dog Boobs.
Mulrudy!
Reporting here in Detroit. We'll be back next week with another pod about the internet. Never give up. Grind that pole. Buy that sword. Smoke mug. Capo Zetto. Shout out Capo Zetto. Get crunked on that. All right. Bye.